Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
All right, Vinny, it's all you. What's the other line say?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's not the contest ticket line. That's the place where you can make comments, compliments, and more. Mm-hmm. 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. Hey, Sarah, I'm retiring from teaching in a few weeks, and I'm dying to get a poker group together. It's not easy to find people who play. I missed the beginning of your conversation. How much is your buy-in?
$20.
By the way, my niece used to babysit your kids. They were delightful. Oh. Love, love, love you and Vinny for years.
What's your kid's name?
They don't say.
Your niece.
What's your niece's name? Huh, that's interesting. We didn't have that many babysitters.
What?
We just didn't have that many because we had Susie, their sitter, their nanny.
Oh, right. Their nanny.
They had a nanny.
Maybe it's Susie's aunt.
No, Susie's aunts live in Brazil. Brazil.
How's Susie doing these days?
She's good. She has her own, she's got a salon in Sacramento.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
And she's married to a heart surgeon.
She's still married to that guy.
Oh, yeah, Macduff.
Oh, good for her.
He's so crazy, Macduff.
Great.
Yeah, she's actually great. I talk to her all the time.
Good.
I don't think she's got an aunt that...
Oh, all right.
That listens to
I appreciate you going on Facebook Live. It notifies me that you're on.
Uh-huh.
And I go straight to YouTube since YouTube doesn't notify me of lives.
Yeah, I can't. That's why we... Exactly. You know, just give people a heads up.
Yeah. The new Omaha song sucks. Bleep, bleepity bleeps.
Oh, that's a bummer, man.
Cut it out.
I'm so bummed to hear that.
Yeah, don't. You know what, though? Listen to our listeners. Our listeners are telling you what we're telling.
Keep going, Brent.
Nikki, stop it.
Exactly. You guys know this. You guys are pros. For every one person who hates it, there's always somebody who's going to love it, right? Come on.
That's not really how that works.
Kind of. Most things. That works at all. Most things that are controversial, at least. You know, like this song here, for example. Look at that sweet voice.
Yeah, okay. The bad Omaha song has taken its toll. Please stop, Bryn. This is another one.
Yeah, just play Omaha.
I told you I will sprinkle that in.
Yeah, we need a little variation.
Yeah, we need some variety here.
Yeah, but mostly sprinkle in that one. And then once in a great, great, great while, make us all giggle by playing the crappy
one. The Cannon Crows has been around for a long time.
Right, no one knows this other one. Everyone's like, why is he playing some random song?
It's time to shine, you know?
Oh my God.
Give it a little bit of love.
Stop it.
Out loud. Well, I'm never mentioning Nebraska again.
Never mention it again. There we go.
That's the last time that's ever come out of my America. I thought Bill and Melinda met at work too. She wasn't an employee. Wasn't she an employee at Microsoft, and that's where they met? Yeah, it turns out that someone wrote that to us, and we looked it up. And yes, Bill and Melinda were coworkers.
Well, that's where he lived, basically.
Another person writes, Melinda was also concerned about his ties to Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what those concerns were about his ties to Epstein. No one knows what they are. Don't ask too many questions.
Let me donate $1 billion to charity. Dated coworkers, and 650 says, Sarah, yes, you've dated coworkers. Everyone in your band, your coworkers.
Oh. That's true. Got a point.
That is true.
Yeah.
But someone can make an argument. You didn't date.
Just occasionally we'd be drunk and do stuff.
mutual pleasure, but not, you know.
Sure.
Not the, may I take you to dinner?
Yeah.
And possibly
I wasn't in a band with Whitey.
Night.
You know, I dated him for a long time.
Who?
Whitey.
And he was in your band?
No, I was never in a band with him.
Oh.
No. I actually made him take me out for dinner a couple times. I'm like, listen, this is not, I'm not just coming over to your basement room at your mom's house to bone you. You got to take me out.
And?
Oh, and he took me out.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice.
Getting to spend some money on me.
So you went over and then he was like, well, hold on, let me kick my boots off. I'm trying to get undressed here. And you're like, wait a minute.
Well,
where's
no,
the
he
date
would, you know,
portion
he'd
of this
call
program.
Me on the, he'd call me on, like, that was the date as far as he was concerned. You
right.
Know, his mom wouldn't visit him in his room, so we were free to do whatever we wanted. And after a while, I was just like, so this is it, huh? I don't get to meet your mom. I just get to sneak around to the back of your house and do you. That, lucky me. Yeah.
So did you meet his mom?
No, I never met his mom.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
You know, I dated that guy for years. I don't even know if he had a mom. She might have been dead upstairs, for all I know.
Another person is pointing out that while on The Secret Show on Friday, which is back, by the way, and available on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Nicole brought up something that Sarah and Vinny both should have known and didn't.
Oh.
You guys need to watch The Outsider on HBO. It's about El Cuco, what Nicole was talking about. Yeah, we both read the books, and we both watched the series, and neither of us remembered what La Cucaracha, what was his name?
What was it again?
Kukui.
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 Yeah, there's variations on how to say it, so.
Yeah,
can we, can you go find on The Outsider exactly how they said it? Did they say Kukui? Because I'm telling you, it didn't
probably
even
not.
Ring. It didn't even tinkle the tiniest bell in my
I
head.
I think El Cuco is the way they referred
probably.
To it, but I can't be sure.
Yeah, they probably said it like that.
Yeah,
I'm embarrassed because I did read not only read it, I watched the movies, and
right.
It rang no bells for me.
El Cuco is totally different than Kukui as far as recognition goes. There's a trail nearby called Hukuiku, and I was like, is it like that? Is that what you? Who is this guy?
No, it's different.
El Cuco.
Oh, a lot of people are mad about Ricky Schroeder and say, you know,
don't be mad. Who cares?
Nice things.
Just let him be a jerk. He's showing his hand. He's showing his true colors.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Schroeder is a douche, but hey, now I guess we know he's still alive. I guess there's that.
Sure. Alive
and
taking
angry.
Fights out in front of Costco.
Angry.
Take it easy, buddy.
Still alive, but pissed off.
Yeah, don't worry about it. May the king have mercy on you.
If they grant us that, our king.
Shut up!
The people in power.
Shut up!
They're destroying our state.
Shut your pie hole! We're working here!
I'm getting my refund from Costco.
Shut up!
I suggest everybody in California get their refund from Costco.
Shut up!
Give up your membership to Costco.
Shut up! Shut your stupid hole!
Until they remove this.
Why don't you shut up?
Wow, Bryn.
That was great.
Bryn.
I clapped myself.
A little extracurricular. Nobody asked for that. And yet, he's delivering, over-delivering as usual.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm used to it.
Delivering.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Let's see. Oh my God, the lady who stole a car got in a car wreck and with a car loaded of plastic bags full of gas. I feel sorry for her, but karma. Yeah, something was going on there. We still don't have the whole story, but she was burned so badly that she had to be taken to the hospital and is still in there. So eventually we'll get the full story from that. Vinny, please stop saying Jesus. Substitute Jeez or something else. You're right. I will do that.
Substitute to Jesus.
Yeah, just say
to
I'll work
Jesus.
On it.
Just
I approve. Jesus to Christ.
I approve. Yeah, I approve of it, so it's all good.
To Jesus to Christo.
Some things I don't notice are happening, though, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
I
you.
Know. You don't always remember what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Right. As a woman who is well endowed on top, hugging men can definitely be uncomfortable because sometimes you know they're just feeling... Just like the Okay. Well, anyway, she's saying men are coming in for that squirshy hug. And it's,
and listen, sometimes, you know, there can be some tenderness and you squash those up against you and it's actually painful to hug you. So don't, please don't.
Well, she's saying they just like pressing their man zone against you.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Well, the full body hug, I like to call that. The curvature of the spine, hip thrust hug.
It's a little graphic what she wrote there, but it's just the body hug with the squishing.
Yeah, if we get away from hugging because of the pandemic, that'll be, I'll be 100% behind that. How about fist bump?
That used to be one of my like things, was to not hug for a long time.
Yeah. I don't mind hugging a friend. I really don't. But randoms, I don't want to hug you necessarily. Sometimes people come in for the hug and you're just like, it's rude if I don't. You know, you don't want to back away and be like, ew, cooties. Just tough.
I worked at a catering company that always had an older, rude male French chef teaching classes, and he would hug and double cheek kiss everyone. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about the double kiss. Is that a French thing that you're supposed to give them because it's their way? I don't know.
I guess, but I don't know if it's a full. It's more like a kind of almost an air kiss at the, like a cheek touch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's, but some people really take advantage of having that kind of proximity to a person. It's like it's like a weird violation just in meeting you. Oh, nice to meet you. Oh, God.
A text just came in, Vinny, for you. And instead of saying Jesus, say cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice?
Cheese and rice.
Yeah. I'll try to do it.
Jeez. That sounds delicious.
I'll try to say cheese and rice. I got to write that cheese down, but I will try to say that. I'll work on
cheese
that.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese rice.
You know, I try to be really careful. Obviously, we're really careful on this show, but even with my kids. But boy, when I let an F word fly, my kids' eyes go, what? Like,
you can tell that's a bad word just from the get-go.
You know, on Friday, we did that secret show.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody else heard it except Nicole.
I heard that.
So we're just like letting F-bombs fly and talking about raunchy stuff. And then you can hear in the background, Daddy! Yeah. But mom's home. I'm like, so.
Oh, at your house?
I immediately turned down my mic. I'm like, oh my God.
I heard it.
But, you know, the door's locked and.
I didn't hear that. That's great.
I didn't think she was anywhere nearby.
You didn't cut it out, did you?
No, no.
Oh,
but
good.
It's low enough where. Yeah. I think you could hear it if you looked forward, if you.
What?
Listening for
I'm sorry, can you give me a time?
I don't even know where it was during that show. It was just somewhere
in the middle.
I was going to
say the
middle? Yeah, somewhere in the middle. But Nicole started cracking up, and I just muted my mic as fast as I could.
It was great.
Nicole was busy getting all hot over the foot stuff.
Oh, that's right.
No, I wonder if it was during that. Right? I don't know. It was during something, and then it was just perfect timing.
So glad to have the Secret Show back. The episode went too fast, but I loved it. Yeah, well, we hope to provide you with them for many years to come.
Yes, that would be great.
We'll see. When I don't mean that like my dad used to say, we'll see. I mean, we'll see if it takes.
But we are, in fact, waiting to see what happens.
But we plan to.
This is a big year for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll see isn't not going to ever happen. Forget it.
Yeah. Oh,
now leave me. That's not what I'm trying to say.
I'm going to say whatever I need to make you go away.
Right. You know what? A lot of people wrote about Sarah breathing through her butt. That seems to be...
That wasn't the story, just so we're clear.
Vinny blowing into the mic. Hilarious. I'm dying over here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what your problem is, Sarah.
Yeah, that was a story that Vinny had.
Showing love to my friend.
I would not let you pass
without...
Just please let me die.
Strong effort.
I'm asking you in no uncertain terms to let me die. Do not resuscitate.
A lot of people wrote about the snacks. Chocolate covered popcorn is called Moose Munch, and it's so good. Mm. My mom used to get a bag of M&Ms to eat with her movie theater popcorn. It sounds weird, but it was delicious. Hmm. Hello? Hot butter popcorn with M&Ms? It's a thing. Orange soda and vanilla ice cream. It's so good.
Ooh, a creamsicle. That sounds delicious.
Dude, this is 408. It says, do Orange Crush or Sunkist and ice cream. It's the best cheese and rice creamsicle float ever.
Nice.
Jesus, creamsicle.
some people wrote they do know what the black cow and the vanilla and the vanilla cow or whatever you said. White cow, black cow, is
white,
that
it? White cow, black cow, yeah. Or brown cow, maybe? I don't know.
Remember.
7-Up. Or no, it wasn't 7-Up. It was ginger ale. Ginger. I think it was a black cow or a brown cow. I don't know. Whatever.
What? It's your story.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Let me tell me someone else's
story. You knew earlier.
Well, she said 7-Up. I don't think it was 7-Up. I think we used to use ginger ale.
Yeah, we did. No, we did 7-Up floats. I don't know about the ginger ale float. Ginger ale was the, oh, you have an upset tummy?
Yes. Here,
Mom
have
will
a ginger
go out
ale.
And get you some ginger ale.
Lucky.
You know what? I'm completely out of time. There's a ton more, but thank you so much for sending those in. We got to tap out here real quick. We'll be back after
Sarah
these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I told you it was going to be a killer day.
Mm-hmm.
So fun. We found out the news about Bottle Rock and gave away some three-day passes. Mm-hmm. There are more of those on the website, by the way. Go to RadioAlice.com. It's so exciting. Guns N' Roses, Stevie Nicks, Miley Cyrus, Foo Fighters. I mean, there was a huge list. In fact, it went into print so tiny, apparently the dots are playing.
Yeah,
I mean, there are just so many.
All those, that's
you can
for
go
sure.
to BottleRockNapa.com. I swear the website used to be Bottle Rock Napa Valley, but I guess maybe they changed it. I'm sure you'll be able to find it. You're very smart. So type it in and check it out. And also the Hella Mega Tour. So Green Day and Weezer, Fall Out Boy, August 27th. We're going to have tickets for that to give away on the air all week. All the info on all this stuff is at RadioAlice.com. Very exciting day, though.
I wonder if V. Hale survived the weekend.
You know, I'm going to bet yes. She seems to really have this stuff down. She seems to have it under control. Very functional. Seems like it's all working for her.
All right. Well, I really like her show, so she's coming up next. Please enjoy V. Hale.
And then Janie in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be rocking your socks off. And we'll check you back here tomorrow morning. See you then.
It's just in real quick. Uh-oh. Bottle Rock, Napa Valley, and Bottle Rock, Napa both work.
Thank you.
Great news.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.